numbers as a manufacturer than you had in a while. Do you feel like that changes your approach going in, knowing that you at least, in theory, should have more friends to work with towards the end?
Yeah, I think so, for the Speedways, for sure. I don't think it changes a whole lot on the big tracks, but it's definitely nice to see more Toyota number or car count numbers at the racetrack. So I'm excited to see what we can do this weekend as a whole group.
You've been in this race now a couple times previous. There's a lot that's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
What things, from your perspective, are in your control as you get ready and then during the race as well?
I think there's a good bit of things in control and in my control, and especially when it comes to pit road and everything there and executing on that point. And same with my group and following, making the right moves on the track. So, I think that there's a lot more in control than, I probably have seen, like I've said in the past, but, there's still a lot that's out of your control.
A couple weeks ago, Clash, you went up on Haley's car. Did you realize how much air you got? Wayne talked about the impact that you had would really hurt your spine. He said, I would have been in the hospital. So I'm curious what your impact was.
Yeah, I was okay. I think the spine injury more is if I would have came up and landed more on, the rear of the car, which we've seen in different cases, but no, it's fine.
Brett and Ryan said you and him were going to talk about that. Has that happened?
Yeah, it has happened, and, of course, I respect Brad and those guys, so our conversations stay private, but, I've definitely talked to him. No, it's definitely, of course, that wasn't my intention. Like I've previously said in my post-race interview, it was my intention to do that. Of course, I was going to door him because I got wrecked out of nowhere. But, it was not my intention. But I think it's been, a while since I've had to go to the hauler. So I'm growing up in the spotlight. I'm sure a lot of other people at 22 would make a lot of crazy decisions. And I'm probably at the top of the list, but it's part of growing up in the position I'm in.
And you're young. How old are you?
22.
Let's just remind everybody.
22. Yeah.
Do you like the style of racing on speedways? Do you like that kind of...
Yeah, it's fun. It's definitely got its ups and downs. And I think the biggest thing for me is not being in control of everything, during the racing in the pack. But it's just one of the races we just have to do. And I try to maximize my day in it. Yeah, well, this is their first cup win, so in 93, I believe. So it's cool to see that, and I would love to be able to win this race. I've been here for two Daytona 500 wins, so I would love to be able to add that. Uh-oh. We guys are adoring each other here. We got media beef. I don't like heights. I'm not a big fan of heights, so, there and I didn't scare me. I wasn't too high, but I was pretty high. But, I don't need the roller coasters.
I just wanted to ask about your grandfather.
Okay.
And how, at the Hall of Fame, it was pretty amazing as we're listening to Carl Edwards talk about, and it was moving for a lot of us, but you're related to Joe Gibbs. When you heard that,
yeah, I just, I have a ton of respect for Carl. I think we can all agree. I think everybody in the garage can agree. Carl is a great guy. He's been very, very, cool and a big help to, my family's team. And just been, really, really great to us. I respect Carl. I think Coach, always talks about me or with me, and he's like, talks about people to look up to, and the number one person is Carl. Out of everybody here, it's always Carl. And so I made sure to let him know that and how much I appreciated and what he had to say. And I think he's just a great guy, and I'm, been glad to be around him and glad to be, look up to somebody like him.
Because when he walks in and says, I'm done and I really feel it, he was honest, and and Joe Sutton. Okay, I mean, it's impressive. As a young driver, you come in, you've got to look at him and say, man, whatever would be like that.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, everybody handles it, I think, differently. Of course, I'm not close to retirement, as I've known of, so I don't want to do that for a long time. But, you know, I don't really know. Everybody handles it differently. I respect the way he did. I was actually 14 at the time, so I was really young. I don't really, to be honest with you, know what was like a whole lot of what was going on. But, you know, I remember being at Homestead for that race, and I was so frustrated that he got wrecked out because I wanted him to win the championship so bad. But I think I respect Carl so much. I think we all do. I think we could all agree that we could say that. So it's just cool to be around a guy like that.
You told me in the past that you really try not to think about, you know, the pressure or anything like that that would come with being, you know, your family and carrying the last name. How do you manage that? How do you stay so even-keeled when a lot of people would think, you know, there's so many expectations with being
it's definitely hard. I think I've been very blessed. God has blessed me so much to be in this position I'm in, and you know, I love racing. I enjoy it so much. I wouldn't say I don't acknowledge the pressure. I think that it is there, but I honestly think for me, like the way I feel, I enjoy racing so much that I just want to, you know, be the best I can at what I do. And also I feel like I put more pressure on myself than any of the other pressure. And you know, I'm very appreciative of what I get to do. I love the country I live in and just try to make the best of it all. Might make some mistakes along the way, but I feel like I've had a good run so far.
You got to be Joey Bolt last month, and I don't think I saw the smile on your face all week long. What did you take away from the experience and how much fun?
Yeah, what I took away from the experience is I want to do a lot more dirt racing. I love it. I think it helps me, and it's just another fun outlook to do, or another fun deal to do for me to kind of get away from my main job, which is this, that only helps you.
You feel like it keeps you sharp?
Easy. Don't wreck?
Sure.
We're already wrecking.
They're going to wreck. They're going to
wreck. Yeah. What'd you say?
Do you feel like it keeps you sharper even though it's maybe not necessarily?
I think it does for me, and I'm like a high-strung person, so for me to be able to get out and do stuff like that really kind of is nice and is good to do.
It's going to be nice to be back in my car. Car and actually out there doing
something. Yeah, it's nice for sure. It's fun to get back in the cup car and get ready for this race and get this deal going. I've been bored sitting at home, so
I was gonna ask, what's the off season, you know, been like? You didn't run a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, I raced two races and then kinda hung out and did some traveling and kinda hung out with my family, but it's been fun to kinda be in the off season, but definitely ready to get back going.
How things are going in the shop, you know, getting back into the group.
Yeah, it's been going good and working with my new crew chief, Tyler Allen, and my new engineer. So I'm very excited to get going and hopefully have a great year. Yeah. You know, he's been really good, and I really like his personality a lot, and it's been fun working with him, but I'm excited to get this year going and see what we can do. I think we're just getting into it, but I've enjoyed working with him so far, and I really think that he's a very hard worker and grew up under you know, Adam Stevens, and so I really am excited about this whole deal.
You know, Chris Gayle kind of mentioned that, you know, it's kind of a new thing for him. You know, he's kind of been working with younger guys, and now he switches to moving with Denny.
So you're calling Denny old? I think I heard that.
Yeah.
All right, fair game.
Anyway, but what do you think about Chris Gayle and just how, you know, how he can maybe adapt and kind of reacquaint himself with Denny? They've worked together before.
Yeah, I've always loved working with Chris Gayle, and I've appreciated him so much. I feel like he appreciated him like my family, and he's been a tremendous success to my career along the way, and I don't think I would be where I'm at right now without him, especially in my Xfinity days. So I wish him the best with Denny, and I know that Denny's, of course, very wise and has a lot of experience. So I think they'll work to get good together, and I wish him the best of luck.
How much input do you have on the 54 Xfinity team?
I haven't really done much, but I feel like I'm close to Taylor, and like you can learn off of me and of the things I've done, and I have enough experience to kind of help him along the way, and of course with the other kids as well. So, but I'm excited for that team, and I hope that they do good. And same with the 19, the 20, and the 18. I 81, 18. Okay, they changed around. Well, I grew up racing go-karts at Millbridge with Taylor, so I think I met him when I was 10 or 9. So I've known the Gray family for many years now. I'd say 10 plus years, and they've been like a second family to me. I've been close with all of the brothers, and especially Taylor and Tanner. So, and I've always appreciated being around them, and appreciate how they've watched out, or you know, kind of looked over me as well. So. They're great family friends, and always be close to them.
Well, seeing that Commanders playoff run, is that inspiring?
It was really inspiring. It was definitely a little humbling at the Eagles. I went to the Eagles game, so they're definitely they like the Eagles, so which is cool, but it's a little brutal. But it was fun. I was very excited to see them make it to the NFC Championship. I would have not have thought that. I think they've done a great job. I think Josh Harris and those guys and Harris Blitzer done a great job with the Commanders as well. So I'm excited for next year. I think that they can even do better. I think that Don Quinn, Jane Daniels, and Terry and all those guys have just done a great job this year. Like Bobby Wagner has done a phenomenal job. So it was cool to see that, and I wish them the best, and I hope to go back up there soon. Oh, yeah, a lot. It's like I was over here at a NASCAR race. It was pretty brutal. Yeah, well, I can tell you it was pretty gnarly because we had to use the restroom when we got to the stadium, and they took us into the police department in there. I didn't know they had jail cells, everything. I was like, this is crazy. These guys are wild.
There's a lot of new TV networks coming this year. A lot of new media companies, people broadcasting the sport. Is there anything that you thought of offseason or ever thought, like, okay, I'd like to see more of this going
on next year? Yeah, I think I've seen my things of stuff like that. I think the younger and social media accounts like Bleacher Report does a really good job. I think that's the stuff that I feel like the younger demographic, the people my age and younger than me are gonna enjoy. I think spicing it up and making it more fun to ask questions and not just talk about the same old generic stuff, right? I think that's what's people really like to watch. I think a little bit, but not much. I mean, my main job is to focus on the car. I think NASCAR is figuring it out with that as well. But I don't know.
What's more intimidating, going to the Philadelphia Eagles in stadium jail or going to the NASCAR Hall?
I would say both, probably. I only went to use the restroom in the jail, so I'd say NASCAR Hall.
Can you talk about qualifying being, I guess, a bigger deal? A lot of the drivers are saying it's so much more important now. And Gunny was talking about how he raced the Daytona 500 before. He can't race like that anymore. It's just changed.
Yeah, it's definitely changed. I think the package, of course, is different. It's very hard to pass. And the same is kind of how we've seen these races play out. So, qualifying is really important. I think that we've worked on our cars off season, so we'll see how we line up tonight.
Are you looking forward to that? A lot of drivers at Daytona say, qualifying is nothing. You used to in the past.
Yeah.
Anybody can.
I don't know. It's my third year, so I'm just still trying to figure it out.
You do a pretty good job.
Thanks.
When you lifted off the ground there, Bowman Gray, did you feel that the next day?
I didn't feel it the next day, and of course that was not what I was meaning to do, but no, I didn't. I think if I would have been a rear impact, similar to what Eric had at Talladega or something like that, where a rear comes off the ground, hits the ground, you kind of hit farther in the back. I think that's where, it gets really serious. But in the front, I think it's okay. I think, but these cars are a lot stiffer as well, as we've all been saying. That was good.
I noticed over the years since
I'm young. I think I'll be okay. I can bounce back. So they're all saying. Yeah. So you're calling them old too.
Uh-oh.
Everybody's calling them old. Maybe. Maybe I'd be a little more pep in my stuff in hand the next day, but I don't know.
So I've noticed over the last few years after you left the ARCA program to move up towards Xfinity, you always, when you're at the track where ARCA's at, you always hang out in the pit box. You really support the team, the ARCA program.
Do you think maybe your showcase of leadership in that situation kind of led to the you being named the owner of the Xfinity car?
No, I think, yeah, maybe a little bit. But for me, like, those are guys I really enjoy being around. That whole team is really, I've been really close with, and unfortunately lost one of our members last year. But I've been really close to them. I always love being around those guys. I think they're real racers. They work really hard, but they're really good people to be around. And I think ARCA is a little more laid back than the Cup Series is too. So, but it's also fun to go down and hang out with, you know, your old guys that used to work on your cars. And on the 54 Xfinity car, I wanted to get the number back in. And, you know, I've been really close with the Gray family, so it kind of worked out. And also, there's a big race team in my family, so I might as well try to figure out how to learn a little bit of how it works. And I think it will only help me. It doesn't mean much, but the number is very, very special to me. It was like one of my first numbers I ever used in racing and BMX when I was probably 7 or 6. So 54 has always been special to me. It's always been, you know, my number throughout the ranks besides ARCA, but that was different. And I'm excited to see what Taylor Gray can do this year, but also excited to see what William Swalich and Brandon Jones can do as well this year. So it's going to be hopefully a good year for the organization. We can have a lot of wins and get back to how it used to be.
And I always wondered how you picked the 54 number, because that's traditionally a strong linebacker number. So.
Well, I'm not a linebacker. that's my first number racing bicycles, so that's what the number I was given, and I've always used it and use it through my days until ARCA. So, and I think I use it in late models, but it was like one of my first numbers, and I've always wanted to run it and got the opportunity to. Thanks.